Hi there, welcome to the Wellspring Church Breakthrough Podcast. We produce this to help you pray through the next half hour with a sense of purpose, focus, and unity with others who'll be doing the same thing, whether they're at home or during a lunch break or even on their way somewhere. It's a time, church, to pray for breakthrough. You're not alone as you pray, and for sure God is with you and eager to spend this time with you. You won't need to press pause or anything. Just leave the recording going, pray as you're guided to, and know that our Heavenly Father hears every prayer, responding with love and in power as we pray in the name of Jesus. As we pray individually and then gather in praise and prayer, our heart's cry is for the Spirit of God to break down any barriers that keep us from where He is leading us. As we step through barriers in Jesus' name, this can bring living transformation to those around us. I'll lead you through this prayer time together with Giselle, an enthusiastic member of our Central Watford location and a real blessing as a volunteer, and she's going to help lead us through this time of prayer. So Giselle, over to you now.
In this half an hour, we are going to first quieten our hearts and minds, celebrate the power of God, and then pray for breakthrough in three areas: our own lives, our church family, and our society. So first, let's take a moment to be still while some music plays to become aware of God's presence with us.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for being with us here and now. We know that praise opens the door to breakthrough. For instance, in Acts chapter 16, when Paul and Silas praised in prison, it was their celebration of who God is that came before the breakthrough they needed. Perhaps the same dynamic is still in play in 2019 and with us today. So let's be reminded of Paul's words to the Ephesians. This is what he prayed. He prayed, "Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen." So let's begin and let's give him glory. As this song plays, tell him what you love about him. Speak out his nature and qualities. Let's give all glory to God. As we do this, we can join in with the song from Wellspring Worship. It's called King of Glory. But don't be limited by the lyrics. Use it as a background to your own declaration of heartfelt praise.
Worthy.
Amen and amen. God, you are good. You are the King of glory, and we lift your name high. We thank God that he is able, with the same power that created the stars and the heavens, to do infinitely more than we could ever dream of or think about. So much more, over and above, way beyond our wildest dreams. Let's now move to pray for some breakthroughs in our own lives. Take a moment to identify in these next few minutes the areas that seem most stuck to you. It could be anything from career to relationships, finances or health. It could be that something is in your way and you've had enough because it is stopping you from moving forward. It needs to move. Where are the barriers that needs to be lifted?
Yeah, here's an encouragement for you before we pray for personal breakthrough. Your prayers are powerful. And when you pray as the Holy Spirit leads you in the name of Jesus, this dynamic of calling out to God has immense significance. Let faith rise up in you now. Get ready to do some business with the Lord and ask him for a change. As Giselle said, a shift. This is not just about feelings. It is about standing in the presence of Almighty God because of the grace of Jesus and asking in confidence for him to move these barriers aside. So while some music plays, bring to God the areas in your personal life that need to change and pray some barriers away, asking God to move and declaring the power of the blood of Jesus in your situation. Let's pray.
When will I be real with you? When will I say how I truly feel? 'Cause it's just too close to my true self, the one I've concealed and kept to myself. I've spent too long this place, satisfied, died the sin I've chased. Oh, sleeper, awake, I hear you calling me from the dead with Christ's light shining. There's love abundantly available, freedom yet to be found when I am who I am and you are who you are. I know my name and it's not shame, yeah. Oh, bring your freedom far, yeah. Forgiveness for all my sin, a gracious and free offering, turning a blind eye. I believe the lie that if I hide, heaven knows I've tried, I'll save my life. heal you.
There's love abundantly available, freedom yet to be found when I am who I am, and you are who you are when I am. I am. Who you are when I am who I am. My name's not shame anymore, as I'm alive in the light of the Lord. For his children he has bought freedom.
Amen. Be assured that God has heard your prayers. We are going to shift our focus now to pray for some breakthroughs in our Wellspring Church family. We are going to do this in four sections, with a minute or so to pray for each item. Be encouraged, you are not on your own. Other Wellspringers, even those traveling overseas, are joining with you.
The first area is for this week of fasting and prayer. In the lead up to our celebration Sunday on the 13th of October at Bushy Academy, the prayer is for revelation that brings transformation. What I mean is that God would show us more of himself, reveal his love for us, and from that give us a bigger vision of what he wants to do through us. You see, breakthroughs are needed in our relationships with God before anywhere else. We don't need more information, we need revelation. And then when we know God more, as a whole church family, we can see him do even more in and through us, even more than we could imagine. So take a minute or so now to pray for revelation that brings transformation.
Secondly, let's pray for a new boldness in our witness about Jesus. Of course, everyone who knows him and what he has done for them is grateful for that. Yet sometimes we face barriers that stop us from telling others. There are forces at work that try and silence us from telling our family, our friends, our colleagues, and fellow students about the transforming love of Jesus. As a church family, we need more boldness. To be unashamed of the good news of Jesus, to tell others about our love for the church too, even to invite them to church services and events. So now let's take a minute now to pray for a breakthrough of boldness, and as a result for our friends and neighbors to discover God's saving love for themselves.
Amen. Thirdly, we're going to seek God our Father for abundant provision. As a church family, we pray for financial breakthroughs, for an overflow of investment, for our shared finances to be increased for God's glory. You know, Jesus taught his disciples to pray for daily bread. And thank God, we can come to the Father and trust him to provide for what we are committed to doing locally and in other nations, that every bill will be paid and all his plans succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. Speaking of plans, God has led us to extend the Wellspring Church Centre, and the only barrier now is financial. We have permission to build and a heart to finish what was started on this piece of land he gave us in the heart of Watford. So we're praying for abundant provision. Let's take a minute now to call on God for massive financial breakthrough in and for our family's mission to bring transformation with his love. Let's pray.
Amen to all your prayers. Finally, we are going to pray for our church leaders. The Apostle Paul often encouraged church members to pray for their leaders. And at the end of his first letter to the Thessalonian church, he simply says, "Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Pray for breakthroughs into new levels of anointing, wisdom to lead well, to be good stewards of time, talents, and treasures. Breakthroughs in their own lives to see God provide, protect, and bring peace." Think now of a Wellspring leader you know. Picture them in your mind and ask the Holy Spirit to inspire you to pray for them in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for your prayers. It makes a big difference. The final area for breakthrough we're going to have in this podcast is for our society. Our government is in chaos. The systems we used to depend on seem to be in a state of flux. So much is changing. The uncertainty of Brexit, the struggles over who makes decisions, and the impact that has on the economy, on healthcare, on people's mental health, and even how we share life together in this diverse nation are deeply disturbing. However, God is a God of peace and order. He is the Prince of Peace. He is also a God who brings order out of chaos. His presence in our nation is what we need. This is a great time for people who stand on the rock of Jesus our Lord, and are not shaken by what happens around them. Now is the time for breakthroughs of faith and confidence, for the church to be strong and cry out on behalf of the poor, the lost, and the anxious. We're going to pray now for our nation, for our society. And I would encourage you to pray as God leads you. And as that happens, we're going to listen to a section of a song Ben Deere wrote a few years ago, but it still seems current now. We're going to pray for our society, and let's pray and declare, now is the time.
Won't you come?
That is such a powerful song, and what a beautiful prayer too. We hope this has been a helpful aid to your prayers today. Before we go into the rest of our day, let's become aware again that we are part of the answer to our prayers for change in the lives of those around us. It is God's infinitely more in us that makes the difference. Let's take a moment to ask God what we can do or say in the remainder of our day to bring life and love to those we'll interact with. Perhaps the Lord will inspire a text message you could send or a call you could make, an act of kindness. Take a few minutes now, as the music plays, to seek God for prompting on what you can do. Amen.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us again to pray for breakthrough in us and through us for our church and our society. May God bless you. May you know his peace now and always, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.